or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is set to be one of the most important broadcasts we've ever done. Things are moving a lot faster than even I thought they could. Barack Obama came out last night, gave a speech, and if you really listen to what he said, he called for the invasion of Libya. And he says that behind the scenes for the last 3 days, and that was last night, that an international response is being prepared. The Wall Street Journal, the BBC are reporting that Gaddafi, of course, has nerve gas, mustard gas, Scud missiles. He's bought a lot of high-tech weapons from the British, particularly. There's a big scandal going on right now where the British Prime Minister, of course, traveled with a bunch of arm dealers 2 days ago to Egypt to immediately start selling more weapons to them. The British have been the biggest sellers to Gaddafi while Gaddafi supposedly blew up one of their airliners. It's just crazy. So here we are. Here we are. On the verge of yet another country being invaded. And that's exactly what I've been saying for a month. As Egypt falls, as they prepare to bring down Saudi Arabia, as the globals prepare to bring down Yemen and Bahrain and even Jordan and all these other nations, in many of them, it's going to get violent. There's reports that the West Bank is going to flare up. Missiles are being fired again. Lebanon's going to flare up. And the situation in Libya is off the charts hardcore right now. Off the charts hardcore. I don't have to explain that to you. You know that. We're going to be playing when we come back from break Obama's speech, his statement last night. We're going to be analyzing that. We're going to be covering this and other important news for the next 2 hours. But, ladies and gentlemen, we do not want to get involved in Tripoli, in the situation there in Libya. Gaddafi is armed to the teeth. Let those people sort it out. But we're already involved because the globalists that run our country are now on record. It was even the Washington Post yesterday that the opposition group in Libya launching this is being financed out of Washington. And we've had articles covering all that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Does that mean the people don't have a legitimate reason to not want to be under a creepy dictator? No, I mean, I'm all for them having a revolution if they want to have it. But the people running our nation 5 weeks ago sent El Baradei in to overthrow their puppet, Hosni Mubarak. Now that's happened. Now the Muslim Brotherhood's taken over. Gaddafi. We're now hearing, oh, Al-Qaeda's there. He's now running Al-Qaeda. First Saddam runs Al-Qaeda. Got to be invaded WMDs. Then it's in Pakistan. Before that, the Al-Qaeda was in Afghanistan. Now Al-Qaeda is in Somalia. Then Al-Qaeda is here, there, everywhere. It's like a set piece on a chessboard. They just move the Al-Qaeda chess piece wherever they want to be able to strike, and that allows them to move their pieces into the area. I mean, this is extremely elementary, what we're dealing with here. It's the great game, divide and conquer. But for the public who's not aware of it, they're completely blind. The general public has no idea. All they know is Gaddafi, bad man. Gaddafi is reportedly, we don't know if any of this is true, British intel has been, of course, previously ran Libya through their puppet king before Gaddafi came to power in the late 60s. And they were the ones that said he'd fled to Venezuela. And that was done to destabilize it further and embolden the opposition. And now they're saying he's been strafing and bombing people with helicopters and jets. Maybe true. Certainly not a good thing to do. But what happens with the 1,000-plus drones in Afghanistan and Pakistan and other areas killing whole wedding parties of hundreds of people supposedly to kill one bad guy? Oh, that's okay to bomb or strafe weddings and markets. But, oh, when Gaddafi does it, it's so horrible. It's the hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Charlie Sheen's coming up, too.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, in case you missed it last night, President Obama gave a speech. Here's the CNN headline. Obama condemns living in violence, calls for international response. He said in the days previous to that they were already behind the scenes preparing the international UN / NATO response, and that will be military. That will be Marines from all of the NATO countries. That will be armed forces, Air Force, going into Libya with a guy who for 40-plus years has been stockpiling giant amounts of nerve gas, mustard gas, Scud missiles, you name it. Egypt's in striking distance. Israel's in striking distance. Italy, I mean, this is out of control. This is crisis creation. And what have we been saying that the globalists are going to do to basically destabilize the world as a smokescreen for the global depression that they've engineered? They're going to start a war. They have a playbook. They do this over and over and over and over and over again. We've been saying we don't know where it's going to start, but probably the Middle East, a destabilization campaign that is going to then spread all over the region. And it is on record in the Washington Post. It is on record in the Associated Press. They even admit that the main Libyan opposition leaders that triggered all of this are run out of Washington. So, yeah, they've got to respond to the humanitarian disaster they have triggered. Again, the people of Libya, great, rebel, 1776, whatever. Self-determination, I'm all for it, against a brutal dictator. But why would the globalists trigger this at this time? Not because they want to bring freedom to that region. They want another war to pump hundreds of billions of dollars in, another invasion, another overthrow to ensure that the dominoes keep falling. And then they're going to put extremists into power. They're going to have groups all around, and again, by extremist, I'm using the term that the establishment uses, so the general public knows what I'm talking about, anybody that doesn't want to be occupied. They're going to put those people in so they can then have a war with them. And you heard it here from Webster Tarpley, historian. You heard it here from yours truly, from Paul Watson, from Aaron Dykes. How do you think the tiny British Empire dominated more than half of the major countries in the world just 70 years ago? They wrote manuals, handbooks on how they'd play one country against another, then take over that next country, then play that country off against the next, or they'd fund rebels in an area as a pretext to come in, or to scare the neighboring country to then join with the British. This is how this works. This is how a little bitty country was able to do it. And the French did it, the Spanish did it, the Portuguese did it as well. Nobody has ever done it as good as the British. The British openly, in 1900, 1905, 19, you know, all those years leading up to 1914, the start of World War I, openly said, Germany's rising, they're taking over the world via their advanced technologies in chemistry, in all the sciences. You know, it was called, you know, the danger of the rising Germany. And Britain openly said, we've got to start a war with them now before it's too late, or our global empire is going to fail. We've got to team up with America to do it. But Americans don't want to be involved, so British intelligence was publicly sent to the U.S. to buy off politicians. The Germans ran, you know, news headlines, bought out full-page ads saying, don't sail the Lusitania. It's a auxiliary ship carrying munitions from the U.S. It's a military ship. It's flagged military. We're going to sink it. And they told them for 2 months. And then when they did sink it, they said, oh, my gosh, remember the Lusitania. We've got to have war. But before that, the British, through the Black Hand, this is all mainline history, engineered the shooting of Franz Ferdinand, the Archduke of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And it was on. And, of course, the Germans were imperialist and wanted global domination as well. It's not that they were good and the British were good, or the British were bad and the Germans were bad. It's just what they were. It's empire. It's how humans operate. It's what the Chinese have tried to do thousands of years ago originally. It's what the Japanese have tried over and over again. It's what the Arabs have tried with each other. It's what happened in Mesoamerica with different well, the more ancient, the Toltecs and others, but then the Mayan culture developing, and out of that, the Aztecs and others, and whoever was the most cunning, warlike, manipulative, ended up taking over. This is what empires do. It's like a tropism. What's a tropism? A plant, you plant the seed, it gets sunlight, heat, water, nutrients, it sprouts, it grows, it turns towards the sun. It doesn't have a brain. It's a wild thing that's pre-programmed. And humans do the same thing over and over again. That's why it said, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. That's why history is the key to the present and the future. History, 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 history. And they want the public to be mindless, to be one-dimensional. And to say, Alex, are you saying Hosni Mubarak's good? Are you saying Muammar Gaddafi's good? No. I'm pointing out that Gaddafi 8 years ago made a peace deal with the globalist. Look what happened to him. That just allowed infiltration. He did try to develop his country. Compared to some of the people over there, his socialism actually did hand out some of the goodies. Because when you have an absolute dictator, he doesn't care about a big government class that's feeding on people. It was pretty streamlined, but very oppressive. But he did develop Libya. He did disperse a lot of the money. Still a horrible guy. But compared to the globalists, not one 100th as cunning and Muammar Gaddafi found out they were putting AIDS viruses in the vaccines through UN programs, and that was confirmed. He wouldn't allow them to come in with abortion. These were his people, his cattle. And it kind of like, I've known some farmers and ranchers that love their prized cows so much, they won't even butcher them. And they end up just, you know, having hundreds and hundreds and then have to finally sell some off because, I mean, I've known farmers and ranchers that go out and pet their cows. My grandfather was that way. He had certain cows that he had for 10, 15 years that were his friends, and he just couldn't sell them. But side issue. The point is, it's kind of like that. Kind of like my grandpa liked his cows. That's what you got with Muammar Gaddafi. Okay? No, you're not going to poison my cows. Okay? The globalists are like, there are too many cows. Yes, get rid of some. China signed on 37 years ago to the UN population reduction program. Now, I'm going to go out to break with this clip of Obama last night. I'm going to come back and really try to walk through all of this. But this is on record triggered by the same banks that have hijacked our country and hijacked Europe. I don't even want to say it's our government doing it, but it's on record now. The articles are posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mainstream news bragging, oh, America. No, not America, the globalists, but they say America. Yes, it's run out of D.C., the opposition group they're going to put in and bring freedom to that region. But then meanwhile, the Muslim Brotherhood and all them are saying death to Gaddafi. They're going to set up a totally Islamic state, and then the whole cycle will start over again. And see, now, oh my gosh, Gaddafi is strafing his own people. We've got to invade, meanwhile, over 1,000 drones every day. On record, the Pentagon has said they can kill 200 people if they're getting one person they want, and that's good collateral damage, that is acceptable. But then Gaddafi has, in many cases, armed CIA-backed globalist intelligence operatives who know how to drive tanks, who know how to use weapon systems, trained attacking military bases, and he comes in and strafes them. If you can even believe that. The media has lied so much saying that Gaddafi, you know, fled 4 days ago when he hadn't. So let's go ahead and play part of the clip of Obama. We'll come back and play the rest. Here it is. Here is Obama.
Good afternoon, everybody. Secretary Clinton and I just concluded a meeting that focused on the ongoing situation in Libya. Over the last few days, my national security team has been working around the clock to monitor the situation there and to coordinate with our international partners about a way forward. First, we are doing everything we can to protect American citizens. That is my highest priority. In Libya, we've urged our people to leave the country, and the State Department is assisting those in need of support. Meanwhile, I think all Americans should give thanks to the heroic work that's being done by our Foreign Service officers and the men and women serving in our embassies and consulates around the world. They represent the very best of our country and its values. Now, throughout this period of unrest and upheaval across the region, the United States has maintained a set of core principles which guide our approach. These principles apply to the situation in Libya. As I said last week, we strongly condemn the use of violence in Libya. The American people extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of all who've been killed and injured. The suffering and bloodshed is outrageous, and it is unacceptable. So are threats and orders to shoot peaceful protesters and further punish the people of Libya. These actions violate international norms and every standard of common decency. This violence must stop. The United States also strongly supports the universal rights of the Libyan people. That includes the rights of peaceful assembly, free speech, and the ability of the Libyan people to determine their own destiny. These are human rights. They are not negotiable. They must be respected in every country, and they cannot be denied through violence or suppression. In a volatile situation like this one, it is imperative that the nations and peoples of the world speak with one voice, and that That has been our focus.
Okay.
Yesterday, a unanimous U.S.
We're going to go to break, come back and play the rest, but you heard all the buzzwords. We must speak with one voice. That means just do whatever we tell you on Liberty. Sit down and shut up, America. We're going to invade this sucker. Get ready for body bags.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One-Day Diet. Great-tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One-Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of
July. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and you heard Obama. They are preparing an international response, and the press continues to report on it. And the Wall Street Journal says U.S. fears Tripoli may deploy gas as chaos mounts. Scud missiles, they think he has nerve gas, mustard gas. He has a lot of other high-tech weapons. And here are the globalists going into a political atmosphere, a political climate, where the people, a lot of them, do want to revolt against a dictator, and they trigger it, and now we're facing a desperate dictator with these weapon systems who's reportedly strafing his own people. And then Obama is saying we must speak with one voice on this, America. That means don't say, hey, we don't want to invade. Let them, you know, let them have it out themselves. But see, the globalists through the West, through NATO, through America, through England, have triggered this entire thing. They've gone into a hornet's nest and hit it with a baseball bat. Now, are the hornets there? Are the hornets real? Are the hornets now causing a problem? Yes, but who went up and hit the hornet's nest? Let's finish up with Obama telling us that we've all got to sit down and shut up. That's what speak with one voice means. He means do what I say. Here it is.
And every standard of common decency. This violence must stop. The United States also strongly supports the universal rights of the Libyan people. That includes the rights of peaceful assembly, free speech, and the ability of the Libyan people to determine their own destiny. These are human rights. They are not negotiable. They must be respected in every country, and they cannot be denied through violence or suppression. In a volatile situation like this one, it is imperative that the nations and peoples of the world speak with one voice, and that has been our focus. Yesterday, a unanimous UN Security Council sent a clear message that it condemns the violence in Libya, supports accountability for the perpetrators, and stands with the Libyan people. The same message, by the way, has been delivered by the European Union, the Arab League, the African Union, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and many individual nations. North and South, East and West, voices are being raised together to oppose suppression and support the rights of the Libyan people. I've also asked my administration to prepare the full range of options that we have to respond to this crisis. This includes those actions we may take and those we will coordinate with our allies and partners, or those that we'll carry out through multilateral institutions. Like all governments, the Libyan government has a responsibility to refrain from violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need, and to respect the rights of its people. It must be held accountable for its failure to meet those responsibilities and face the cost of continued violations of human rights. This is not simply a concern of the United States. The entire world is watching, and we will coordinate our assistance and accountability measures with the international community. To that end, Secretary Clinton and I have asked Bill Burns, our Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, to make several stops in Europe and the region to intensify our consultations with allies and partners about the situation in Libya. I've also asked Secretary Clinton to travel to Geneva on Monday, where a number of foreign ministers will convene for a session of the Human Rights Council. There she'll hold consultations with her counterparts on events throughout the region and continue to ensure that we join with the international community to speak with one voice to the government and the people of Libya. And even as we are focused on the urgent situation in Libya, let me just say that our efforts continue to address the events taking place elsewhere, including how the international community can most effectively support the peaceful transition to democracy in both Tunisia and in Egypt. So let me be clear. The change that is taking place across the region is being driven by the people of the region. This change doesn't represent the work of the United States or any foreign power. It represents the aspirations of people who are seeking a better life.
Okay, that's enough. It is on record that Google, George Soros, the CIA, the NSA, British intelligence were all over the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. That's not debated now. It's a fact. It is not debated that the major opposition forces triggering this in Tripoli and in and around Libya was run out of the West. And he sat there and said, this has nothing to do with foreign powers involved. That is another lie from the liar in chief.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods had perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're continuing to cover this earth-changing information that's unfolding in Libya. Now, that was a five-minute clip. We almost aired all of his short statement, his five-and-a-half-minute statement last night, President Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And I want people to understand what they're openly saying. They're talking about an invasion. Now, remember what happened to U.S. forces in Somalia, chronicled in the movie Black Hawk Down. What do you think's going to happen? I know it goes from bad to worse. If a international force, badly coordinated, goes into Libya, well, they intend to basically stampede Gaddafi into fleeing or cause more of his forces to turn against him. They know that if a big task force is now being prepared in the Mediterranean, goes in there, and you notice recently under the Egypt cover, more U.S. aircraft carriers came into the Med. So they're all just sitting there waiting. Now you see the grand chessboard becoming crystal clear, and now the invasion can begin. And the globalists may just be testing to see if they threaten an invasion and lie and say that he's fled Libya, that that will destabilize him further and give more power to the opposition to make sure he falls, and then they can come in to render humanitarian aid, i.e. take over the entire infrastructure. And the trillions of dollars of oil that are confirmed to be in Libya. But there's a whole other facet to this that I mentioned earlier, and that is dealing with the strafing. And Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about this last night, so did one of our other great writers, dealing with the fact that thousands and thousands of people a year are killed by the 1,000-plus drones operating in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and other areas of North Africa. And they just fly around with Hellfire missiles on them. Their favorite target is a wedding because they can get a bunch of people together, and they'll drop one bomb into the middle of it, killing 120, 150, 200 in some cases or more people. You've seen it in the news. And our media says, well, that's reasonable. There were two terrorists out of the 150 people, and that's acceptable. I mean, we've seen cases of where our military has bombed entire apartment complexes to kill one person. And that's good. That's freedom. But when Gaddafi reportedly does it, we don't know if that's true. Probably is. He's fighting desperately for his dictatorship. Then it's, oh, my gosh, we're so outraged. This is terrible. It's kind of like when we hear reports of foreign governments torturing people. And it's, oh, this is so terrible. This is so dark. This is so evil. We need to invade this country or that country. We need to go into Sudan because the Muslims in the north, they get the Christians and they torture them. They get the Christian soldiers and they torture them. They pull their fingernails out. They beat them. But then when our government comes out and Rumsfeld says, yeah, we're taking off the gloves, yeah, we're torturing, and the White House memos, it's like, good. That's what Jack Bauer does on 24, man. That's getting tough. It's getting tough strafing and bombing big crowds and markets and people meeting for weddings or people fishing by the side of a river. What did the Pentagon put out last year? Unknown terrorist will now be targeted. In fact, people won't believe that. Google unknown terrorist. No-name terrorist will now be targeted by drones. And it says in Pakistan and Afghanistan, we don't even have to know their name or know exactly who they are. If they look like a terrorist, a guy with a turban on and a gown on with an AK-47, we're going to go ahead and drop a $300,000 missile on them. No-name terrorists now being targeted in drone attacks. I think that was MSNBC and Associated Press. Let's see if I'm right. That was about a year ago, maybe even two. But again, think about the hypocrisy. When the globalists that run our country torture, it's good. When the globalists that run our country spy on us without warrants, right out of East Germany or 1984, it's good. When the globalists strafe and kill people, it's good. When they do all of this, it's wonderful. But then when somebody else reportedly does it, it is the most horrible thing in the world. It is, oh, it's horrible. We've all got to be of one voice together right now and condemn this. You know, some say that sometimes the Libyans torture people. And we're like, well, here's army manuals from Vietnam on how to torture, including hooking electrodes to men and women's genitals. Well, that's patriotic. That's very patriotic. That's good. Yeah, but you just said torture was wrong. Well, it's wrong when them people with brown skin do it, but when we do it, it's patriot. It's patriot. And then, of course, the fool's errand, people that get into all of this and sit there watching shock and awe, devastation in Iraq as whole high-rise buildings are bombed with 4,000-pound salvos. I've talked to pizza place owners, liquor store owners over the years, and they've told me, because I'd already noticed it, that holidays aren't the biggest time for liquor and pizza orders. things that are seen as celebratory. The Super Bowl isn't even. It's when a new war is launched and CNN and Fox are covering it. Every good old boy pulls in, gets their favorite liquor. They buy steaks. They go in. They cook it up, and they feel so manly. It's like a video game. Yeah, look at that building blow up. Woo, boy, I'm feeling good right now. And they all get their little American flags, and they put them on their cars. And they drive around while the group that's attacking those countries, those innocent countries, and killing in Iraq at least 1 million people as a result of it. Don't you understand the globalists see you as just as worthless as an Iraqi or a Libyan or an Egyptian or a North Vietnamese? And it's getting crazy. Again, Obama condemns Libyan violence, calls for international response, and says that in the days previous they are preparing to intervene with military force. And they go on and say because they're abusing the democracy protesters. When you saw footage in Bahrain where they were actually shooting unarmed people with flags, that's one thing. But what do you think would happen in the U.S. if... You and 10 of your buddies went and tried to attack the front gate at a major military base. Within seconds, machine guns would open up on you. I mean, that's a fact. That's a stated default position. So if you look carefully, in all the cases where Gaddafi reportedly, we know it's true, has bombed and strafed people, it's when they're using commandeered tanks to run over fences and invade military bases of a dictator. What do you think he's going to do? I'm not saying it's good. What do you think our government would do if we try to take over military bases? I mean, this is total and complete hypocrisy. And he's got chemical weapons. And by the way, the evidence is now clear. In 1991, Saddam Hussein did fire off chemicals. And to get rid of the evidence, it was all videotaped by the Marine demolition teams. It's online. The U.S. markings, the Russian markings, but mainly U.S. in the Kamishia and hundreds of other dumps. It was one of the biggest. And they blew them up. In fact, the news thought that nukes were going off because it was creating such big mushroom clouds, and they blew up giant ammo depots with sarin warhead tips. And then all of the troops, they wore tape on their uniforms, they wore tape on their tanks and on their Humvees and on their Bradley fighting vehicles. It's white tape with black stripes down it. White tape with black stripes down it. And it's white when there's not a chemical weapon. It gets stripes when there are. And the chemical weapon detectors, the fancy ones and Humvees went off. That were actual chemical sensors. The tape all got stripes, and they came on the news and said those were all false positives. Your tape malfunctioned. And then we saw the congressional hearings of them wheeling in Marine Corps captains and colonels and others in wheelchairs. Remember all that footage and Army officers saying, "I believed in my country. Now I am dying. The nerve gas." And then, remember, it came out years later, they did autopsies on the thousands and thousands that died, and their brain stems were full of sarin. The globalists knew full well. They're like, well, the UN weapon inspectors are about to come in here after we take it over. We got to blow all this stuff up we sold them. And so they blow up over 100. And I've had Dr. Doug Rocky, who was involved in it, head of the DU program, on. Most of his team is dead or dying. What is it, 20 years later? And he's corrected me when I said dozens of large bases. He said, no, it was over 100. Blowing them up, sending demolition teams in with old, rotten, plastic hazmat gear. That stuff isn't brand new and perfect, folks. You're deader than a hammer. It'll soft kill you. If you don't drop dead right there, it'll soft kill you later. But did they want to give health care to all those people? Absolutely not. And so if you look at the numbers of birth defects, it's triple to quadruple, depending on the service you look at. It's 15 times the world average for deformities in places like Fallujah. So there's sarin, VX, mustard, The list goes on and on. Blown up. But the frontline troops who blew it up, they were at least in rotten. You know how water hoses get old and break up? Well, same with the plastic. I've talked to so many troops, seen the video, where they just put them on, they would rip in minutes walking. Gas masks that didn't work. And they tell them, all right, get back 2 miles. We're going to detonate it. Dude. Boom, 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 boom. A mushroom cloud. Chemical weapons detectors all over the region. Alert, alert, alert. Don't worry. No, there's no nerve gas. But go ahead and get in your hazmat suits in 130-degree weather. And so the troops were soft-killed. And the Pentagon, the lawsuits have been filed. The documents the last 20 years have come out that they full well knew what was happening because there had been a change in policy. So what if the troops breathe nerve gas? We'll just say they, you know, that they died of natural causes. So what if they die a week later, a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later? So what every time they do an autopsy that the brainstem is filled with sarin? Why do you think most of these men and women who believe they were fighting for America get neurological disorders? And then they'll just give them a name for it and say, oh, no, you naturally got this. But then good scientists, good coroners ask the widows, may we look at your husband's brain before you bury him, before you embalm him? And they say, sure. In some cases, women as well. There's been congressional hearings on this, and they go in and take their poor little brain out, and it's shriveled. And you read the reports, you know, brain is necrosed, tissue tested, brain, completely adulterated with nerve gas precursors that have broken down in the human metabolic system, highest concentrations in brainstem. And when they go in, you know, guys who can bench press 350 pounds, perfect shape, you know, captains, colonels, you name it, tough guys. They're like, oh, my muscles all dissolving. I'm shaking. And they're like, you're fine. A month later in a wheelchair, help me, help me, please help me. They're like, there's nothing wrong with you. Time for you to go in the casket now. Or the teams that had to clean up the DU like Doug Rocky. Rashes all over him, vomiting, diarrhea for years, teeth falling out, his men dying around him. He's had 30-plus surgeries. The guy's like Darth Vader now. He's having surgeries almost every month to battle, and the cancer's being removed, and kidney surgery, and liver. But he still comes on this show and fights and travels all over the country. During the breaks, he's he gets back on air, man's up, you can't even tell, the guy's dying. Blood just starts pouring out of his nose routinely, skin just flaking off and falling. Oh, DU's not going to hurt you. He's like, I'm a physicist. I wrote the book on this stuff for you guys. We've got to, you know, why did you use it? You're not supposed to. Get in there, Doug Rocky, Vietnam combat vet, you name it. One of the main guys that trained police and military and the cadres that train everybody else on WMD. And they just write him off, just write him off. Just and why have I told you this historical account? Because they'll send NATO, UN, U.S. troops into Tripoli. And there's a good chance he's going to fire off a bunch of Scuds and a bunch of artillery. And when that nerve gas hits the general population, it's going to kill them. And when the troops get hit with it, if any of it gets through their suit, it's going to kill them. Maybe a week, maybe 10 years, but it's going to kill you. And when it kills you, they're going to say, sit down and shut up. Nothing's wrong with you. And nobody's going to talk about who sold Muammar Gaddafi most of his chemical weapons. It's on record. The British are the biggest sellers to him. He's got a high-tech weapons arsenal compared to even Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein had a pretty powerful arsenal, but it was badly coordinated until the 1991 war when it was almost all destroyed. He had almost nothing by 2003. The inspectors had been there for 13 years, 12 years, tearing everything up. Gaddafi's been there since the late 1960s. What, 1968? Gaddafi's had all that oil money. Gaddafi has got that place ringed as a ring of death. And the CIA and the globalists may control the mob in the street. A lot of them have legitimate beefs, but now they're going to have to dig out the military. What they're hoping is that as the fleet prepares to invade and start bombarding his hardened emplacements, that they can knock out those weapons. But they're still going to leak. And they're hoping then his military defects and then he falls that way. And then the international I-4 force, that, by the way, was in the Ottawa Citizen 2 days ago, they're preparing an I-4 international force for the U.S. and Canada. I tell you, man, they have got this whole thing. One day when we have a big war with Mexico and the globalists and the Ford Foundation trigger the Mecha La Raza teams that they've got in this country for unrest. And don't worry, though, the International Stabilization Force is going to stop the ethnic warfare just like in Serbia. This is how the globalists operate. So I'm going to tell the military something again. Last year, AP and Bloomberg reported, we covered it et nauseum, that in 1999, they signed a secret deal with the VA to keep their people in the dark and to take the death benefits of World War II vets right through current vets, so that when your husband or wife who's been putting money into that life insurance policy dies, they send you a fast one and say, sign this form, and then you sign it, and then you never get any money. It says sign this form to get your money. The government allows them to do that. It tricks you, and then you don't get the money. Folks, they're robbing the veterans' death benefits they paid for, their insurance policies. They let them breathe nerve gas and die and don't give them aid.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Program notes here. Charlie Sheen is on during the third hour today. He's a friend of mine. I asked the audience to pray for him. He's been a frequent guest in the last 6 years here on the show. He's a good guy who'd been sober off and on almost completely for a decade. All the times I've spent with him, you know, all he does is research the news and give to charity and spend time with his family doesn't drink, didn't ever use drugs. And then he got in with some folks and kind of fell off the wagon, but he is clean. When I was out at his house, and I can talk about it now because other people have already talked about it on record, but, I mean, you know, they had his counselors there, and he just wanted his friends there to, you know, help him, and his baseball buddies and people and other Hollywood folks, and he's just exercising every day at 7 in the morning. He's sometimes a couple times a day. He's putting on weight. But in the 6.5 years I've known Charlie, he's got the most energy I've ever seen. And I've noticed it's the same way with myself. Only a few times have I completely kicked coffee, which is a powerful drug. And about a week after, I'm totally tired for a week. A week later, my brain works so much better. I have so much more energy. Dozens of times I've kicked tobacco. Started playing baseball with friends when I was like 10, 11, 12. And by 12, they'd have their brothers, Levi Garrett, Red Man, chewing tobacco. And I would try to do what was cool and get sick the first few times. And pretty soon you want that chewing tobacco. Pretty soon you're like, hey, can I give your brother $5? Because he's old enough. You know, he's 18 to go buy me some Red Man. And, I mean, it's a horrible drug. So, I mean, can I sit here and judge Rush Limbaugh when he got totally addicted on synthetic heroin, Oxycontin? No. People were attacking him. I said, the guy had a bunch of back surgeries. You know, people have car wrecks. People have things happen to them, and they get addicted to things. The few times I've had to take pain pills, it makes me throw up, so I can never use opiates. But some people, boy, it's like a light switch goes off, and they're like, man, this is for me. I don't judge Rush Limbaugh for that. I judge people for doing consciously evil things to hurt other people. Evil are folks that enjoy hurting people, that get into it, kill a million Iraqis, that's not a sin, but Charlie Sheen started taking some drugs and drinking again. I mean, you know, King David had his best friend murdered so he could have his wife. And then King David got on his knees and truly repented, and his heart was right. And God said, you're a man after my own heart. Again, it's the heart that matters. And I just want people, the issue is Charlie is pretty wild. I mean, he has so much energy now. Working out a couple times a day most days, eating good food, drinking stuff like Interfood is another brandy, but green food that has all the superfoods in it, all the super shakes. I mean, the guy is super smart. And I was talking to him a few weeks ago when I was at his house, and I was like, is this true about this woman? No, never met her. Is this true about this suitcase full of cocaine? He goes, no. Was it true blood was shooting out of your nose? No. And he doesn't lie to me. He doesn't lie. He's brutally honest. And we went over it all, and I said, you got to defend yourself. And he said, when I do, they just spin it anyways. He says, yeah, some of it's true. Most of it's exaggerated, but I'm clean now, and I want people to leave me alone. And he said, so just let them say what lies they want. But then I was talking to him last week, and he said, you know what, let's just go ahead and do the interview. And so he's going to be all over the map. And, I mean, he's wild, folks. He just starts spewing really powerful poetry right off the top of his head. I mean, he is really a dynamic guy, and he's going to be on with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.